Old Magic. Lou. Late afternoon sunlight shone through the dusty window, illuminating the warm woods and thick carpets of Leviathan's dining room. Lavoisin and Nicolina stared at me from across the table. They looked out of place in this ordinary, mundane room. With their scarred skin and haunting eyes, they were two creatures of a horror story who'd escaped their pages. I would bring their horror story to life. The innkeeper had assured me that we wouldn't be disturbed here. Where were you? The tunnels separated us. Lavoisin met my gaze impassively. We still hadn't found the others, though Blaise and Claude searched relentlessly. Liana, Terence, Toulouse, and Thierry remained lost. I assumed Morgane had killed them. I couldn't bring myself to care.
When we reached the skull masquerade, Cosette had already set it on fire. I instructed my kin to flee.
Sea of tears and lake of fire.
Nicolina rocked back and forth on her chair. Her silver eyes never left mine.
To drown our foes on their pyres.
My niece tells me you've had a change of heart.
Lavoisin glanced toward the door, where the others waited in the tavern, all except one.
She says you wish to march on Chateau Leblanc.
I met Nicolina's unflinching stare with one of my own.
I don't want to march on Chateau Leblanc. I want to burn it to the ground.
Lavoisin lifted her brows.
You must see how that upsets my agenda. Without the chateau, my people remain homeless. Build a new home. Build it on my sister's ashes.
A peculiar glint entered Lavoisin's eyes. A smile touched her lips.
If we agree, if we burn your mother and sisters inside their ancestral home, it does not solve the larger problem. Though your mother's methods have grown erratic, we are still hunted. The royal family will not rest until every one of us is dead. Even now, Hélène Lebel remains captive. So we kill them too.
My voice sounded hollow to my own ears.
We kill them all.
Lavoisin and Nicolina exchanged a glance, and Lavoisin's smile grew. Nodding as if I'd passed some sort of unspoken test, she drew her grimoire from her cloak and placed it on the table.
How cruel.
Nicolina licked her teeth.
They want death, I said simply. I'll give them death.
Lavoisin rested her hand atop her grimoire.
I appreciate your commitment, Louise, but such a feat is easier said than done. The king has numbers in his chasseurs, and the chasseurs have strengths in their balisardas. Morgane is omniscient. She has powerful pieces on her board.
It seems you have powerful pieces in our game, but do not forget I have mine. I frowned at the turn of phrase.
Did you never wonder how she found you in Césarine?
Lavoisin stood, and Nicolina followed. I rose with them, unease prickling my neck. The door behind them remained shut, locked.
How she slipped a note into my own camp. How she knew you traveled with the Troupe de Fortune. How she followed you to this very inn.
She has spies everywhere, I whispered.
Yes.
Lavoisin nodded, moving around the table. I fought to remain still. I would not flee. I would not cower.
Yes, she does.
When she stood only a hair's breadth from my shoulder, she stopped, staring down at me.
I warned Coco against her friendship with you. She knew I disliked you. She was always so careful to protect you from me, never revealing even a scrap of information about your whereabouts.
Tilting her head, she considered me with predatory focus.
When she heard of your marriage to the chasseur, she panicked. It made her careless, reckless. We followed her trail back to Césarine, and lo and behold, there you were. After 2 years of searching, we had found you.
I swallowed hard.
We? Yes, Louise. We. I bolted then, but Nicolina flashed in front of the door. In a sickeningly familiar movement, she pushed me into the wall, yanking my hands above my head with inhuman strength. When I smashed my forehead into her nose, she simply leaned closer, inhaling against the skin of my neck. Her blood sizzled against my skin, and I screamed, "Reed! Reed! Coco!" "They can't hear you." La Voisin flipped through the pages of her grimoire. "We've enchanted the door." I watched, horrified, as Nicolina's nose shifted back into place. "It's the mice," she breathed, grinning like a fiend. "The mice, the mice, the mice. They keep us young, keep us strong." "What the hell are you always talking about? Do you eat mice? Don't be silly." She giggled and brushed her nose against mine. Her blood continued to boil my face. I thrashed away from her, from the pain, but she held strong. "We eat hearts." Oh my God. I retched violently, gasping for breath. Gabby was right. You eat your dead. La Voisin didn't look up from her grimoire. "Just their hearts. The heart is the core of a blood witch's power, and it lives on after one dies. The dead have no need for magic. We do." She pulled a bundle of herbs from her cloak next, setting each beside her grimoire and calling them by name. "Baybri for illusion, Eyebright for control, and Belladonna." She lifted the dried leaves to inspect them. "For spiritual projection." Spiritual projection. What was the book in your aunt's tent? Her grimoire. Do you know what's in it? Curses, possessions, sickness, and the like. Only a fool would cross my aunt. Oh, shit.
"Fang of an adder," Nicolina chanted, still leering at me. "Eye of an owl."
La Voisin set to crushing the herbs, the fang, the eye into powder on the table.
"Why are you doing this?"
I need Nicolina in the stomach, but she pressed closer, laughing.
"I agreed to help you. We want the same things. We want—"
"You are easier to kill than Morgane. Though the plan was to deliver you to La Mascarade de Crène, we are flexible. We will deliver you to Chateau Leblanc instead." I watched in horror as she slit her wrist open, as her blood poured into a goblet. When she added the powder, a plume of black smoke curled from the foul liquid.
"So kill me then," I choked. Don't do this, please."
"By decree of the goddess, Morgane can no longer hunt you. She cannot force you to do anything against your will. You must go to her willingly. You must sacrifice yourself willingly. I would simply feed you my blood to assume control, but the pure, unadulterated blood of an enemy kills." She gestured to Nicolina's blood on my face, to my ravaged skin. "Fortunately, I have an alternate solution. It's all thanks to you, Louise. The rules of old magic are absolute. An impure spirit such as Nicolina's cannot touch a pure one. This darkness in your heart, it calls to us." Nicolina tapped my nose.
"Pretty mouse, we shall taste your huntsman. We shall have our kiss."
I bared my teeth at her.
"You won't."
She cackled as La Voisin crossed the room to lift the goblet to her lips. Drinking greedily, she relaxed her hands, and I bucked away from her, lunging for the door. La Voisin caught my injured wrist. I arched away, screaming for Reed, for Coco, for anyone. But she caught my hair and forced my head back, my mouth open. When the black liquid touched my lips, I collapsed and saw no more.